yesterday was terrible long, but like good too. I woke up in the morning and what did I do? It was late. I woke up like around 8 and I just laid in bed all cozy. And I knew that I was going to have to do laundry, and I knew I was going to have to get like 200 push-ups because I didn't get my 100 the day before. And I was going to color and just sit in the common room coloring. And since breakfast wasn't over yet, I rushed over there and got breakfast. Didn't even like look in the mirror, you know. It was one of those days. And then I came back and I had a big bag of laundry, and I threw all the laundry in the washer and set my alarm, and then went into the common room to color, and I played the EverQuest podcast, like really low, because one of the people that are on the floor down there are complaining about sleep. They're not getting enough sleep or whatever their deal is because of the noise in the common room. Because like people will walk through, and when they do, the vending machines like make noise and start up and stuff. And then they'll open the door to go out the outdoor in the common room and not try and close it softly, so the door will slam. And that dude had, and these are paper thin walls, and that dude's sleeping like in the room right next to that shit, and he's like complaining mad, talking about when his boyfriend comes back or whatever, or when his boyfriend gets here, they're gonna go into a cabin together. He's just gotta deal with this for now. But he's, like, complaining a lot, and nobody's really feeling that. And so I'm really quiet. I'm in the common room, quiet than the motherfucker, and coloring. And my alarm starts going off, and I go, ooh. Because I need my alarm to know when my laundry's done, because they say, if you have any laundry, get it out, because other people may need it. So I set my alarm to how long it's going to take, and then I go put it in the dryer or get it out totally, okay? And so anyway, my alarm went off, and I know that motherfucker heard it, right? And then I hurried up, and I turned off my alarm, and I got up to go switch my laundry and put it in the dryer. And when I got up, the machine woke up, and because it's motion activated. So I know this motherfucker wasn't happy, because when I got back, he was awake and in the fucking common room, okay? Like, not looking fucking happy. Anyway, when my alarm went off, I went and got my laundry out, and I go to put it in the dryer, and there's like a sick amount of clothes in the dryer. A fucking super full dryer. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm trying to get my shit out in the time that I'm supposed to, but somebody else ain't. Why is that even a rule then? And then the guy I work with comes into the bathroom because he was doing laundry too. Like, when you work the same days with somebody and the same hours, you tend to do the things that you need to do around the same times. It's just for convenience, right? You find what's most convenient, and then you do it at those times. And then you'll notice that somebody else on the same schedule actually does the same kind of shit. And he's got, like, his clothes in the dryer or whatever, and there's a shitload of clothes up on the table. And he's like, oh, yeah, those were in there. I just threw them on the table. And I was like, you know what? That's what the fuck I'm going to do. And I reached in, and I pulled off. Like, this dude had so many fucking clothes, I couldn't believe it. And I stacked and put them on top of the other clothes that were already on top of the table. So if by chance that person didn't use both dryers, then there's two people's clothes all mixed up now, because I put all those clothes on top of the other clothes and the table was just fucking loaded. I was touching this motherfucker's underwear and shit. Anyway, I throw all my clothes in the dryer and I set my alarm. And this time it was like a 78-minute alarm. And I thought, no. I'll take this shit out early. I'm sure it'll all be dry after like 45 minutes. So I set my alarm for like 50, maybe 50 minutes. Went back into the common room to color. And that dude was in there, obviously being woken up by me. But people were also walking through, opening the door and letting it just close. And every time I knew these noises were happening, I knew this dude couldn't sleep. And he's in the common room, and so is the RC, and they're both complaining right in front of me. Not to me, but the one dude's complaining to the RC. So, and the RC's like, well, when are you going to get the fuck out of here? When are you going to take your ass somewhere else, you know? And then the dude leaves, and I say to the RC, we need to get this motherfucker up out of here. He needs to go somewhere else. And then the RC leaves, and then he comes back in, and he's like, and I'm trying to chat him up. I'm like, hey, man, you know what's going on and shit? You want to play ball sometime or whatever, right? This motherfucker will not, I know he will not play basketball. Okay. He's like 5'1". He's extremely overweight and he's feminine. There's no way that he's going to do anything. And he's anti everything, like anti government, anti friendship, anti, you know what I mean? Like he's one of those, but he's cool enough. Like he doesn't seem to like say angry things, but he does type them and post them on the Facebook, like his complaints about the place, which is ridiculous. Okay.
I may end up like not talking for a second or two until people walk by or whatever, because I got a knock on my door interrupting that, saying to please continue whatever you're talking about, because these walls are so paper thin and somebody was trying to get a few hours sleep because they work in like a few hours. So I was like, yeah, I was like totally sorry. And now I'm in the common room. So, okay. I did laundry and I was coloring. And then I pretty much just went to lunch. And then, like, a couple more hours went by, but not before I went with, okay, the guy I work with, he was like, hey, I know this spot called Tom's Minor Basin. Come along, and we might see, like, 11 bears or something. So I was like, let's go. Or wait, I was playing basketball. Or was that the day before? See, like, I'm very bad with my memory, man. But anyway, I know for sure yesterday I had to do 200 push-ups because I didn't get my 100 push-ups the day before. Well, I ended up with, like, 280. About 280. And I was like, man, I could get more. But, like, my arms hurt now today, so maybe not so much. But anyway, I went to play basketball at around, that was the Coke machine. That's what that dude complains about who lives on the other side of the wall there. But I hope it's not too loud. I'm going to go ahead and continue. I decided yesterday, and the reason I'm talking about yesterday is because the Wi-Fi is so bad that I'm lucky that I uploaded this. I'm in a perfect spot where, and the perfect time where I could upload this. Well,
I got the RC and his friend to shoot some ball. Well, no, just the RC, but his friend showed up to run, and we pulled him into the game, and we were playing horse. And he was like, hey, at 5 o'clock, we're going to do a hike. And I was like, I'm in. Where are we going? And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, the guy's got a book in his car that shows every hike in Yellowstone in detail. It's a beautiful book, and I'm so glad that I agreed to hike with them. Well, 5 o'clock came, which was, I believe, after me and Everett went to go see a bunch of bears. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. Because everything ran together, you know? And me and Everett drove way out to Tom's Minor Basin, and we ended up actually not seeing shit but Bambi. We saw Bambi. That's pretty much it. And so anyway, I went for the hike with these guys, and man, we were laughing the whole time. It was just wonderful. I love laughing so much. Everything was funny. And we got to, I forget the name of the, I think it's called Glen, something Glen. It's across from Bunsen Trail. I think it's called like, I don't know what it's called. It's something Glen Trail. Like, Glen Flat. Something Glen Flat, I think. Anyway, we go out there and we're walking on the flats, and we're walking like quite a bit ways, and we're just laughing. And he keeps screaming like, hey bear, hey bear. Because when you're out there, they want you to make noise so bears don't attack you. And the one guy was really saying a hey bear a lot, okay? And somebody's about to walk by, so I won't be talking, like, directly, but maybe I'll stop talking in a second. But anyway, he was saying hey bear a lot, and this shit was so funny, and the way he was saying it was so fucking funny. And we get to a spot where we see up on a hill there a buffalo. And it's just standing there. And it puts its head down, it eats a little, and it's just standing there, you know. And we're getting closer and being loud. And it turns to look at us, and I'm like, I don't know if we're going to have to go around that motherfucker or something, right? It's probably best to be below it rather than above it, so whichever way he's facing, let's go the other way, and like, let's really go around the motherfucker. And they want to do that, and I'm like, all right, let's go for it. And after about 3 steps, the fucking buffalo takes 2 steps towards us and then poses like he will charge us. And he's just posing there, looking at us. And all 3 of us are like, nah, we're not gonna go. We're good, we're good. And we turn around and we start coming back, and we're still laughing and stuff and looking back occasionally to see if we are getting rushed. And then right on our left, we didn't even notice, right on our left is another one, closer. And it's doing the same thing. It's like looking at us, posing like it'll rush us. And that's what these, like, random males will do out in the open alone. Like, if anyone comes up on a lone male, he might just have a go at you. So, we were, like, happy that we avoided those two, and we went a little up another trail, and I think we saw a bunny rabbit, but that was it, you know? But we did a total of, like, 4 miles. It was really fun. And we got back, and then went to eat bratwurst. No, bratwurst was today. So anyway, that pretty much wrapped up the day. I mean, I showered, I read more of the book Around the World in 80 Days, and crashed out. Because I had to get up, because I was going to work, you know. I had to get up at, like, I set my alarm for 3:55 in the morning. I probably went to sleep around, like, 7:30. Okay, well, I woke up, and I was extremely fucking tired, even though I got enough sleep. And I was getting dressed, and I was going real slow. Like, most times I would get up real fast and just throw on some clothes and I'm good to go. This time I wanted to throw water on my face and, like, kind of just slowly wake up. And I had enough time because every time we carpool and he's driving, it's always like 4:35 we're leaving. Well, when I'm driving, it's always like 4:20 we're leaving. I'm always like really fucking, you know, I speed things up a little bit. I don't know why, but I don't think I'm early unless I'm really early. This time I was like, I don't give a fuck if we get there at 5. And I was real slow, and I felt like super slow, but I was not paying attention to anything around me or even my clock. I was just in my own world. And I did all the things I was supposed to do to get out to the car and start it. Well, when I got out there and started, it was like the same time anyway. It was like 4:19. And I go, wow, man. Even when I'm in my own world, not worrying about time and just like dealing with waking up, I'm still like fast. And before I got out there, I texted them, hey, you know, we're going to go a little later. Well, now I'm sitting out there for fucking 20 minutes until he comes out. And we go ahead and go over, and when we get to work, they say that I'm going to go to Canyon. So I'm going to take Big Red and the 1970s trailer we got there that's going to go to recycling and drop that off at Big Red's recycling area so they can use it for recycling that we can pick up in a few months. They're going to shove it full of shit. But we also have a pallet that's going to go to Canyon. So I'm going to load that up. First, I got to get the tractor, hook it to the 70s trailer. Then I got to dock it. Then I got to put the one pallet that's going there on it after I've opened the doors. Then I got to pull up so that I'm away from the dock and close the doors. And then I'm going to go off and drive fucking 50 miles to Canyon. That was the whole process. And I thought it was like going to be laborious. So I waited. I waited till like fucking 8 o'clock, man. Like 4 hours I was chilling in the warehouse. And I picked like a pallet. And we hung out and we went to breakfast. And, you know, all that good shit. I hung out for a fucking while. And then I did all that shit and I went to Canyon. And I got back just in time to grab lunch. Well, I fucking powerhoused lunch. It was bratwurst. I was eating the shit out of that and mashed potatoes, right? Well, right after I did that, I drove back to the warehouse. Well, I thought, well, I know Everett, or the guy I work with, already ate. I know that. So when I get to the warehouse, it's not like I'm going to fucking see him wanting to go eat or nothing. So we're good, right? I get to the warehouse and he's like, I can't wait to go eat. And I'm like, all right, I'll take you. And I'm going to eat again, right? And man, I fucking powerhouse another brat. I had corn. I had mashed potatoes. I had fucking cake. I had lemonade. I mean, bloat city. All right. Like full as a tick. And I can't even walk to the fucking car. Like, I feel like Bolo. I'm fucking fat. Okay. You know how with your arms out and your legs wide and you're trying to walk to the vehicle? That was me. I'm fucking fat. Bloat. And we get back and we're just sitting around. I think I picked another pallet because something finally came through on the fax machine. But other than that, we were just sitting around bullshitting. And the day was over and I came back here. Well, there's this woman in the EDR. She's like 60. She reminds me of like if my mom was never a drug addict kind of person, okay? So I have a little bit of an affinity for her. Like, I don't want to see anything happen to her or nothing. Well, she is actually the lead in the EDR. That's the employee dining room. So she kind of like has everyone, all the cooks and everyone, like do her bidding. The lead. This might be a person walking by. I'll stop talking in a second, maybe. But anyway, she's the lead. And I told her her mascara looked great. And she has like been nice to me since. Calling me sweetheart and shit, right? Well, nobody knows that. Well, only maybe a few people know this, but I think mascara is stupid. And when I said that, I was just being nice because she seemed like she was a meanie and she reminded me of my mom. So I was like, your mascara looks great, but her mascara didn't look great. I don't think mascara looks great. And I said that just to be nice. And she was like fucking really nice to me. And I was like, cool, okay, because I want her to be nice to me. I'm glad that worked. Because, anyway, I was walking through and I was like, man, all this food's making me fat. And she's like, don't blame me for you being fat. But I'll feed you. I'm going to feed you, but it's up to you whether you get fat or don't even blame me. And, you know, it made me laugh and stuff. Well, the other day, like 2 days ago, when I went in there, I said to her that, because I went to Bozeman and got like a bunch of M&Ms and a bunch of stuff, right? Well, I got too many M&Ms and I wanted to get rid of the peanut M&Ms. So I mentioned to her, I was like, do you like candy? And she's like, yeah, I like candy. And I said, do you like M&Ms? And she was like, yeah, but not the peanut. And I was like, damn. Because I wanted to get rid of the fucking peanut M&Ms and might as well give them to her. And she said, not the peanut. And I'm like, fuck, because now that I brought up M&Ms, I gotta get her M&Ms. But I gotta go get her M&Ms because I don't have the M&Ms because the M&Ms I wanted to give her, she don't want. Now I gotta go buy some fucking M&Ms. Fuck. Like, I shouldn't even bothered. I just wanted to get rid of something, and now I gotta go buy something. Well, that's what I did today. When I was over in Gardner, I fucking bought some M&Ms, and I went and found her, and I gave her the M&Ms, and gave her a hug, and she was like, these are gonna make me fatter, and I'm gonna make you fatter because of it. And I'm like, make me fatter then, because this food is fucking great. And that was pretty much what happened. I ate at the EDR after that. I ate dinner, meatloaf, and came back here, and I just got done with a shower. Whew. And I gotta start speaking faster because these need to be shorter so that they actually upload. I hate that I don't have good Wi-Fi here. Like, everybody complains about it. It's fucking, I gotta find like hotspots, or I gotta do something. You know, when I'm downloading those 30-minute ones, you would think that, oh, he did that in 38 minutes. No, it like took fucking forever. So, but I'll find good spots and I'll get a little more out there. But it's a shame that I had to do 2 days in one and have it be this short. I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. Who the fuck's got okay? Like, lately I don't have a whole lot of time because I'm actually doing stuff. I'm trying to hike and I'm always eating. And now that my work days are here, that's kind of cool. So, and I love Big Red. I love my truck. It reminds me of a truck I had when I first started driving, the 10-speed Columbia Freightliner. It is such a great truck, man. I'm so familiar with it. It's like home. It's like just being in my most familiar possible driving situation. And, you know, I was doing spotting before this. I did over the road before. I did local. I did yard jockeying. I was moving low boys. I drove reefer regional. I drove like fucking a lot of shit. I got a lot of experience. And I never thought that coming to Yellowstone would actually be as good in so many ways as it is. I'm very thankful and happy. And I know that this is just momentary, that fucking tomorrow this place could go from being Mayberry to me to fucking Haiti. Everyone could turn on me and hate me, or, you know, like, some people already get that because of something they said or did or their attitude, or I don't know what's going on with other people, but it is what you make it. And so far, I've made it something I like what it is, and I hope it continues in that direction.